You're on The Burt Show.
And we're about to go on in about 30 seconds. I'm going to need you to clutch up here. Will you, have you ever read news before?
Have I? No.
You've never tried it?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm going to ask you to, in like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that right there? That's Melissa's newscast right there.
Uh-huh.
When we come out of this, I'm going to ask you to do a newscast.
Okay.
Can you do this?
Sure. Just reading this sheet of paper?
Yeah, well, there are like five stories right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, only got about 30 seconds to tell you this. There are like five stories right there.
Uh-huh.
And I'll hit Melissa's news bed, and you just start reading the stories, go one through the other.
Okay.
And at the very end of it, you know, just say your name and say on all the hits, Q100.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Sure.
All right. Okay, you got about 15 seconds. You sure you're...
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Can you hear anything yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Got about 10 seconds.
The Burt Show. Rock the beat. Time spent in your car doesn't have to be boring. The Burt Show, Q100.
All right, give us a couple of minutes here, and Christina Aguilera will join us. She's going to tell you about this sort of brewing feud between she and Lady Gaga. And also, she feels like a sexier mom now than she did back in the day. So Christina Aguilera is coming up next.
The Burt Show on Q100. News is important. Here's Melissa Carter with the five things you need to know today. Q100.
The gray ash cloud from the Icelandic volcano that's paralyzed air travel in Europe is slowly clearing away, allowing flights to finally get back in the air. Thousands of flights have been canceled since the volcano began spewing nearly a week ago. Estimates of losses in the U.S. economy is $130 million a day. The next Supreme Court justice nominee will be the focus of a meeting today between President Obama and a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Republicans have threatened to filibuster any liberal or judicial activist nominee. Obama will soon choose a replacement for retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. General Motors says it has paid back the U.S. and Canadian governments the $6 billion they received in last year's bailout. The automaker promised 2 weeks ago to repay the loans by June. On the Wall Street Journal website, GM Chief Executive Ed Whitaker wrote, "It's proof the new GM is moving forward." A 23-year-old Tennessee man accused of resetting Sarah Palin's private Yahoo email and gaining access to her account will face Palin in court. Testimony in the court of David Kernel got underway on Tuesday in Knoxville. Palin is expected to eventually take the stand. The alleged incident happened during the 2008 election. This is Aaron on All the Hits Q100 with the news.
I think you did a great job. You did a great job for filling in like that quickly. Are you kidding me? Good job.
Where's Carter?
Yeah, where's Melissa go?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got through that alive.
At one point, I thought you were going to pass out.
Me too. But went pretty well. I'm alive.
You're alive and you did good. You clutched up, girl. That was hazing right there. That was Burt Show hazing right there.
I passed.
We told Melissa. We told Melissa not to come in studio.
Second
we were going to put you on the spot.
You did good, though.
Come over here.
I think you did fantastic.
You did really good.
Yeah.
You
did.
Thank you.
About halfway through, I wish we would have put it on video because it looked like she was going to pass out.
I know.
The only thing that we didn't do that I wish we did do is put the name of the Icelandic volcano in
the
news.
That would have been terrible.
Yes. Terrible.
Good job.
You handled
Thank
it
you.
Really well.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
well.
You.
Good morning, Adam. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was all just one big news story, or was there any separation in those
great.
Stories at all?
Well, I think she delivers the news much like anybody under the age of 22 writes now. There aren't a lot of commas.
Exactly. No punctuation.
No punctuation.
Zero grammar. Yeah. It shows Twitter. About how many breaths I took. Maybe about two.
Here is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. You're on Q100.
Oh, is this on Q100?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. For a second there, I thought I was listening to NPR.
Hey, delivering that hard news that you need. Got to get it to you quick.
I would take that as a compliment. You know what?
Look, most interns would have just said, I can't do it. You got to find somebody else.
Oh,
but
you
jumped
great.
Right in.
Yes.
Impressive.
Good
Get
job.
In the
Impressive.
Saddle when you need me. I got it.
Very good for
I'm
you.
I'm all over it.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.